And it is time to check in with the great Hembo, who checks in with us every Thursday with some interesting stats that are now very important statistics as the Eagles try to keep this thing going at home against the Houston Texans. Hembo, how's it going, buddy?
What'd you miss? How we doing over there, bud?
We're doing good, and you know what's great about these stats is that you are a Wentz fan. You're a Wentz guy.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, you've had to dig deep for the Pro Foles statistics, but you've given me some really good ones.
You got it. So the notion, in my judgment, that Nick Foles is better than Carson Wentz is a silly one, but it's not foolish to suggest that he does possess attributes that enabled the offense to run more favorably. For one, he uses Alshon Jeffrey more effectively. Dating to the playoffs last season, Foles has completed 20 of 26 passes, including 3 touchdowns, when targeting Jeffrey while averaging nearly 15 yards per attempt. Wentz averaged fewer than 7.5 yards per attempt when targeting Jeffrey this season, and for whatever it's worth, the Birds are 7-1 when Jeffrey is their leading receiver over the last 2 years.
See, now that's weird. That's a weird stat that Wentz would not target Jeffrey when he's such a big target.
So what I found actually is that they target Jeffrey with about the same frequency, but what the NFL Next Gen stats show was that Nick Foles is just much more shrewd in finding him on open targets. Oh. Wentz targets Jeffrey at a much higher rate in tighter windows.
Oh, you're giving all kinds of fodder to the Pro Foles people. Let's go to Area 2. Pressure. This is hard to believe. When Foles is pressured, he's better than Wentz?
This is wild. So another area in which Foles has Wentz beat is decision-making when under duress. When pressured on first or second down, since the start of the playoffs last season, Foles has used 6 throwaways and taken only 4 sacks. Wentz, meanwhile, has used only 2 throwaways and taken 20 sacks, Mikey Miss. In other words, Wentz's refusal to abandon a play in order to maintain down and distance has created third down issues for this team that they don't experience with Foles under center.
That is amazing. So obviously that's something Wentz is going to have to work on in the offseason and improve his game, much like Ben Simmons improved his game by shooting the basketball during the offseason.
Yeah, Wentz
wait a minute, actually, that didn't happen. I apologize.
Wentz is essentially playing the same way as he did last year pre-injury.
Okay, let's go now with the Texans and their play action, which has been really pretty good lately.
It has. The play action has keyed the Texans on offense following an 0-3 start, as you said. And Deshaun Watson has used his opportunities as a catalyst for big play. Since week 4, Watson ranks 4th in QBR on play action attempts and is averaging 16 yards per completion. Nearly 1 in 3 of his play action attempts have been thrown to DeAndre Hopkins in that span, 3 of which he turned into touchdowns.
Okay, now a lot of that is because he had a pretty good running back who's a little banged up now, right?
Oh, yeah. Lamar Miller, almost a non-factor last week, and Elford blew a huge step back. You identified that.
Okay. All right, so let's go now with the youth of Deshaun Watson, because the Eagles really pressured Goff last week and turned him into putty, and this is a very young quarterback who's susceptible to the same type of thing.
Yeah, this is my favorite nugget of the week. Well, Deshaun Watson is only 23 years old, and quarterbacks that young have struggled against the multiplicity of Jim Schwartz defenses. In fact, the Eagles have covered in 6 of their last 8 games when facing a quarterback under the age of 25 with an average scoring margin of nearly 12.5 points. And those quarterbacks, Mikey Miss, threw a combined 6 touchdowns against 9 interceptions in those games.
Interesting. Now, most people will not use the word multiplicity when referring to Jim Schwartz defenses, at least in Tampa. So they're more multiple than we think.
What I'm saying is that when his defense is humming with his play calling, unpredictable blitzing, and good coverage disguises. And young quarterbacks, we have 8 games right now of a sample that say they don't respond well to what they're seeing.
All right, now here again is one of my favorite stats. And this is like a number stat, a kind of a betting stat, a trend stat. Okay, so if the Eagles do get to the playoffs, they will do it on a winning streak. And tell me what history says about that.
Yeah, I hate to get ahead of myself, but I just had to indulge this week. Should they make the playoffs, they'll likely do so as a wild card team on a 3-game win streak. And that profile is one that history favors more than you might think. And these things have the tendency to hold up over time. Under the current playoff format dating to 1990, 17 of 34 wild card teams to enter the playoffs on a win streak of 3 or more games won at least 1 playoff game, including each of the last 3 teams to do that. And 2 of those teams wound up winning the Super Bowl, those being the 2000 Ravens and the 05
Steelers.
So you
hear that, Tyrone? You hear that? If they go into this on a roll of 3 games, they may get to that Super Bowl game, Tyrone.
Yeah. I believe it.
All right. So Hembo, that concludes the statistical verb, but I got to get, as an Eagle fan, mm-hmm. I've got to get you on the record here. Because one of the hypos we're talking about is they do that. They get to the Super Bowl with Nick Foles, and they play well. They say they lose it on last second field goal. What do they do then to the dynamic of Foles-Wentz? Do they change it up, go with Foles and trade Wentz? What would you do as a fan?
First of all, it would be an outstanding problem to have, but Wentz is my quarterback moving forward. He has shown that he has the skill set to be a guy that you want as the face of your franchise for the next decade. And even if Nick Foles catches lightning in a bottle twice, I still see him as the A.J. Feely, as the Jeff Garcia, as the fill-in-the-blank quarterback, as the bridesmaid. Carson Wentz is my guy, and I'd be willing to invest $100 million into his future.
So even if Foles wins the Super Bowl, that doesn't change your answer?
It does not change my answer.
All right, well, I'm glad you stuck to your guns, brother.
You got it,
I appreciate it, man. Thanks,
you're a good
Hembo.
Man.
There he is, Hembo. That's great stats. Favorite Nicky boy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.